The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The meaning of this outrage. The Doug Stephan Good Day program is on the air. Hello, I'm Doug. Let's see, she's Jennifer Horn, trying to figure out how her lint smells. Rich McFadden, studio. He's operating our studio, main studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and media. I wonder what kind of posts we'll have. Okay, so into today's world, Wall Street and the Dow Jones and all of the people who are running around like Chicken Little. Mock, 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 mock. Please pay no attention to it. As a matter of fact, I offer this counter for you to consider. This is the first part of September. Many of you may or may not remember what goes on in the stock market in the month of October. Right. Almost every year, there is profit taking. So if you think this is a wild ride now, you're very naive, actually foolish. If you've done anything, wait until the big boys start playing next month with your stock portfolio. If you think this month and last month were bad, nah. But you know what? It happened last year. And here we are. We survived. It happened the year before. And we survived. It happened the year before that. It happens. Just like poop. So, you know what? I'm betting we're all, when the November, when the clock strikes 12 on November 1st, I bet we're all going to still be here. What do you bet?
What have you been eating this morning? What's in your Wheaties?
Let's see. I had one of those special little crackers that are good for. And I did take my
special little cracker. What the heck? What
did you get that
about?
From Kanye?
I know.
Kanye's cracker.
Or Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. No, I don't do those things, Richie, and you know that.
So what is a special cracker?
Special. Actually, what I did was take
I'm a special cracker.
Yes, you are. I took my Neo 40 capsule. And
okay.
It is dramatically different. You do notice Richie wasn't here before, but you two were. I was pretty much on game. Kenny, wouldn't you have said the first couple, 3 hours
sure.
of the program I was on game?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much myself. But then I took my Neo 40, and it gives me that much more oomph. A little bit more get up and go. So I'll attribute that to Neo 40. Those of you who don't know about Neo 40, I might as well spend a minute here talking about why it is a great way. It's not a secret. I don't want to keep secrets from you. This is a great product. We've all been on it. It comes from Neogenesis Labs, thus Neo 40. But what it really is a concentrated capsule that melts in your mouth, and in it are all the things that you would get in a teaspoonful of Super Beats. You put in a glass of water and drink it. The difference between the Neo 40 capsule and the drinking of the Super Beats juice is that the Neo 40 assimilates into your system immediately. So at 4 minutes past the hour, I chewed my Neo 40 capsule. And here it is, 11 past the hour, and you can hear the difference. Right? My circulation is better, my blood pressure.
I need to walk down and get mine. I'll be right back.
I know. I want what he's having.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah, no, I walked in late, so I didn't get a chance to do mine yet.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is the way to get the natural, I don't want to call it high, because it's not really high, but it's just more energy, more momentum, more excitement in your voice. There are so many great things going on in the world. I want to spend time talking with you about them, get as much in as possible. Some people complain that I speak too quickly, but I will enunciate clearly so you'll hear me. That's what Neo 40 does for me. It gets me to enunciate more clearly my thoughts. How's that? Pronounce the words better? Pronounce them.
I pronounced them.
Those things. All of them.
Yes. All those things. Okay, so the serious message here is if you want to have the pick-me-up that's healthy and with it so that you come to work ready, you don't go, let's say you're a teacher and you're on your way to school, and it's like early in the morning, and the kids are in there, and the kids are all... Here's what I think you should do. You'd probably get fired for doing it. Buy enough Neo 40 for the whole class and give it to all of them. How's that? Right? Does that work? That's a good idea.
That's a good day show is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
It's all natural.
It is. What's wrong with that? Buy it and give it to the kids in the class.
Give it to the kids, sure.
Right. Not going to hurt them. It's going to help them. So they'll actually learn something for a change before noontime. All right. So here's how you find Neo 40 and Super Beats. Special offer. When you purchase two boxes of Neo 40, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. You get the free book on nitric oxide, why it's so important to get the blood circulating into your body. That's what it does. It opens up your arteries. The blood flows to your brain, to your muscles, to your heart, and all of your organs. It's great stuff. All natural. And so if you want to try this money-back guarantee, I know it's going to work. Look at how it works for me. It works for me this well. It's bound to work this well for you. 800-655-4183. And the ladies and gentlemen who answer the phone there will introduce you to all of the possibilities. Or if you want to just kind of nose around, do a little research on your own, go to DougLikesBeats.com. All right? Again, that number, 800-655-4183. This is the point, Richie, where we get out Mrs. Reiner's part of the movie.
I'll have what she's having. Yeah, there you
I'll have what he's having. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip overs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet. Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice, is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find five or six people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
Can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so yesterday, first day of school for a lot of people, including Harry Potter's son. How many people
so
are
creepy.
Following that?
Really? Is he going to Hogwarts?
How? Well, does that make people who have been following this thing feel old?
Harry Potter's son,
first day of school yesterday. How does that settle with the people who have been following J.K. Rowling?
The great thing is Harry Potter still looks like he's 14 years old.
The kid who plays it, what's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
How old does he look? He's in, been a lot of movies.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
he looks 14 years old.
He still looks that young?
Yeah.
Really?
He went naked on Broadway, you know.
Yes, he did.
Roberta saw him.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it was
naked.
What? Like he got an A.
Oh, will you stop it?
Good Just Lord. Saying. I got
All right.
A.
It's because school has started, I thought we'd spend a little time talking about what's going on in
Her
school.
These students.
Here's a story from veterinary student Bessie Quinn, who filed a lawsuit against Foothill College in San Jose. She filed this lawsuit this summer. She flunked, a teacher flunked her after she declined to do a class assignment to dissect a fetal pig. Mm. Her lawyer said that forcing her to dissect an antithetical pig is against everything this country is founded on, because her love of animals is the equivalent of other people's belief in God. That was how they went to court. No decision has yet been rendered in that case. All right, here's a follow-up to the Indiana high school freshman whose head was too big for his helmet. You've heard this story or not? I'll give you the background. Tyler Money is the name of this youngster. Has a 26
fat head.
Right, 26-inch head. Circumference of his head is 26 inches. Got a helmet that's big enough from an online sporting good distributor in Virginia so he can play football this season. His coach said that he ought to be able to use the helmet the rest of the school career. He's a junior, so long as he doesn't grow any bigger. I can just imagine. This kid's 6'1", weighs 285 pounds. He's 13 years old.
Wow.
13 years old with a 26-inch
head. And he's not done growing at 13.
No!
Wow.
Imagine feeding that kid.
Oof, holy mackerel.
Okay, so can we comment?
That's why you're here, Jennifer.
Okay, well, you moved on from the last story. I would just say...
Well, you want to comment about the last story?
Yeah, I'm sick of it. You know what? Part of the curriculum is...
Wait a minute. That's your comment for everything today. I'm sick of it.
I am. I'm tired. I'm all up to here.
Right.
But you know what? If you are in school and this is the curriculum, I had to dissect a pig. You live. How do you think people do studies, I mean, to know what's okay with humans? They do it on animals first. I don't know. I don't feel sorry for this lady at all.
I think we're too sensitive.
And then I think
she had to kill the pig.
Yeah. Well, that would be a whole different thing.
The pig was already dead.
Yeah.
Remember how they smell. Remember you going to a botany class or no, biology class.
I don't know, man. Some people just aren't built for that.
And the smell of the formaldehyde when you would take out the frog and have to dissect it, or in this case, the pig.
I never did frogs. Huh? Yeah, I never did a frog in high school. I did a baby pig, and then when I was thinking I wanted to be a doctor and still radio, no, I did eyeball, a cow eyeball,
oh,
a sheep
no!
brain, a cow heart.
I remember getting a cow's tongue and having to cut that.
Oh, I had to do a cat too. It's so funny. My cat had its tongue sticking out of its mouth.
Really? Just then?
It was like it was hit by a car.
Do a C-section on a cat. All right.
It was very sad.
So I'm glad Jennifer did have the ability to comment on those stories, aren't you?
Thank you.
21 after on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's check out some of the videos of the day this week at DougStephan.com, including this one from Darlene Love.
Long as the best that you heard a song that says, sha-la-la-la-la.
Why did you kiss me with all of your mind? Why did the stars shine?
Sounds like good old Darlene Love to me. How about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing short of superb. So this is the video at DougStephan.com is for her new song, Forbidden Nights, which is on her new album due in a couple of weeks. The video features a lot of cameos, including The Boss, Bill Murray, Joan Jett, David Letterman, Paul Schaefer, Elvis Costello, who wrote this song for Darlene. You gotta see the video, but it's fun to listen to the song. Crank it up, Richie. Called Forbidden Nights. Sounds good. Her voice still sounds. We've been singing for over 50 years, right? So there are any number of reasons to want to watch this video and listen to the song. I love this era of rock music, frankly.
She ripped it off, though.
How so?
It's the wall of style.
Yeah, of course it wasn't rip it off. She was part of it.
Filled in jail.
No, but she was part of the original. She wouldn't go. She wouldn't have sex with Phil Spector, so he threw her out and brought Ronnie in. That's where Veronica Mars. No, not Veronica Mars. Veronica Lake is her name. She married, or eventually married, but she'd have sex with him, and that's why she became the lead singer of the Ronettes. But Darlene was there first. Huh?
It would have been the Darlene.
The Darlene.
The Darlene.
But she was there. Darlene was there first. She just thought that Phil Spector was a pig.
But it's
and he
totally
turned out to be a pig.
Sound.
Huh? But of course it's the Wall of Sound.
Even that old...
the Wall of Sound came, Richie, from the... not from the funk, but from the...
Yeah, the funk.
L.A. Band. No, no, no. The L.A., the Wall, the Crash. What's the...
The Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew. Thank you.
The Wrecking Crew.
This is totally the Funk Brothers from Motown. Listen to 8 out of 10 Motown
Richie,
songs.
The Wall
like
of
this.
Sound was created by Phil and the Wrecking Crew.
But listen to this. This is totally Motown right here. I mean, every
yeah,
every Motown song starts like that.
It's great. It's so
every single one.
Terrific. All right, so that's our plug for Darlene Love. Good for her. All right, let's see. Video of the day from yesterday comes as part of what seems to be a growing trend, the auto-cue fail. An auto-cue fail is when the newscaster reads aloud cues that are on the teleprompter. This guy. All right, so listen to this.
Hours later, we're not even supposed to be at our destination. We had to be...
Pause for effect. Now, a Russian has been crowned air guitar world champion in Finland at what must be one of the world's loudest and oddest competitions.
Okay.
Which you couldn't quite hear is after that story, he says, he looks very solemnly into the camera and says, pause for effect.
Right. He's supposed to pause for effect. His director put the cue on, I mean, that would be like me reading a commercial, and on the side of the commercial it says, the commercial is over now, and you read, this commercial is over now. You know, that kind of stuff. Video of the day today is the El Paso Chihuahuas, the story of this minor league baseball team.
Really
very
funny.
Cool what they did over the weekend. Check it all out at Doug's.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. If you ain't never been a prom queen, we're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup.
The full story is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And at her fullest and her best, Jennifer Horn with the full story. Rich McFadden, oh, hi. And Kenny Kessler here on the air. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court decided that same-sex marriage was a constitutional right in all of our states. But a county clerk in Kentucky has refused to issue marriage licenses to these couples. The background information, for those of you who want to get rid of the hysteria, and that's part of my problem here, I've been a little hysterical about this. Bottom line, ruling means that no government official, county clerks, anybody, can deny same-sex marriage licenses. This county clerk has said her religious beliefs go against that ruling, so she stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether. Four couples have sued her. Judge tried to force her to issue licenses. She said no, appealed. Supreme Court said she was wrong, not an option, issue the licenses. Yesterday she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm acting under God's authority, and that's where the problem is. This is the first major standoff since the Supreme Court had their ruling on same-sex marriages. So this isn't the end of it by any stretch of the imagination. But it's becoming now pedantic, repetitive, and all about her, and it ought not to be all about her. It's not about her, her religious beliefs. It's about the law. I think I just wanted to sort of reassess it in a way that seemed to be cool, calm, and collected. That's what's going on. That's what the issue is, and that's the explanation of where it is at the moment. Where does it go from here? Who knows? I would like to have the Pope weigh in on this. What do you think? The Pope's weighing in on all kinds of other stuff. Let's the Pope's discussion of abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, the forgiveness of God cannot be denied to one who has repented. If you ask for forgiveness, if you had an abortion, ask for forgiveness, you should be given forgiveness. And I believe that you have been forgiven, if that's what your belief is. It's kind of a strange thing.
And that's a huge shift for the right. Catholic culture, because kids that are brought up in Catholic school are taught to believe abortion, wrong, 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 wrong. No turning back from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. I mean, this is a huge shift.
Yeah. Well, in a manner of speaking, this is, unfortunately, my read on it may not be popular, but that's okay, because a lot of my reads on things are not very popular. I believe that the, you know, people say that the Bible is the word of God. Everybody speaks in a manner of, if you understand or you think that we all come from a creator, or a power that is greater than we are, then all of our words, all of our actions, for whatever the reason we can't understand why there is murder, mayhem, maladjustment, mistreatment, mental disease, all the things that are seemingly wrong with being a human being, why do we have these problems if there's a beneficent God? And you can look into the Bible and figure, okay, well, where did this all come from? Some people say it's the word of God. I think we all are speaking the words of God, frankly. Men wrote the Bible. Men interpreted the words that came from who knows where. Remember, it took 400 years to put the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the fold in the Bibles that were printed. And there were, by the way, many more Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's, the same sorts of things that were scrutinized by the early bishops, and they didn't like some of the things that these other people said or recounted, so they only put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the Bible. That was all about men and the discretion of what was written and said. It's all about men and what they say, and that's what all of this stuff is about. All about men, literally in this case, trying to control what other men and women do with their lives. That's what religion is all about. So, the only thing that I find...
It's Doug@DougStephan.com.
Yeah, that's right. Doug@DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com.
Facebook.
Thanks for spelling it, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook /good day. Anyway, the Pope is... This Pope happens to be, fortunately for most of the people who believe and who want to have somebody that is inspirational, he's the kind of guy that we're talking about. When we look at all of the problems in the world and we say, how has leadership become so weak? Here's a guy who is a leader. I don't care that he's the leader of the church. He sets a good tone. He sets a positive image. His job in this circumstance was narrowly focused or narrowly interpreted by the people who have been there before him. He's broadening it out. And by the way, he did not seek this job. He was asked and encouraged and voted in. He did not go around trying to get the people who would be voting to vote for him.
Is he like Trump?
That's a great question. Maybe a little right. more finite, or maybe a little more refined. Maybe the word I'm looking for is refined.
But he says what he thinks.
Onto the issues. Yes, he does.
He does what he wants.
Yep, good point.
And does he care what people think?
Not much. Doesn't appear to me. A lot of Catholics.
And is that
can you
why
believe
he's popular?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Because he's changing things.
Doug at DougStephan.com. What do the Catholics think of this? There are many dyed-in-the-wool traditional Catholics.
Yeah, the conservative
who,
Catholics
this will
don't
be
like
anathema to
the Catholic attendance in Catholic churches is up.
Well, of course it is, because this guy's bringing him in, because he's got something to say, and he's telling the priests to, you know, be relevant. Be relevant to what's going on. He's a good, scratch good, he's a great leader of men. And this is what we need in politics, in religion.
He has political courage, which is one of those things that I've been looking for with, you know, people that are leaders.
Right.
But I think what he does more than anything else, and sometimes I don't agree with what he talks about. I don't know how I feel about the whole abortion thing, but he gets people talking, and that's been missing because the Catholic Church has been scratching their head about how to bring young people into the church. And the people before him were not doing it by just going along with the old, you know, the old status quo.
Here
you go, though.
What?
CatholicNews.com. Pope Francis appeal not measurable yet in church attendance, according to a Pew Research poll.
Yeah.
And this is as of... Oh, this is last year. So.
Kenny, you're a good Catholic.
Well, Well, it's nice of you to say.
Well, I think you are.
This whole abortion thing, the Pope is not saying that abortion is okay.
Right. He's saying you'll get forgiveness.
What he's saying, what he has said, is that this is an agonizing decision that a woman has made, and it bogs them down and weighs them down for their life. And if they are looking for forgiveness, then he's authorizing priests to give that to them.
Instead of just chucking them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like they would with divorce or this previously.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, I've had this conversation with people that I'm close to. If you got pregnant and didn't want to have the baby, what would you do, Jennifer?
It would never be an option for me.
Mm-hmm. You'd bring it to term.
I would have the baby. If I really couldn't take care of it, I would give it up for adoption. Mm-hmm. But there's no, I mean, for me, morally, I could not live with
myself.
Do you
know women who have had an abortion?
Yeah, actually, I think we all do, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all know the same person that has had one.
Probably.
I can't say that that I know in my social circle anybody that's had one. I had a friend who came very close and at the last minute decided she'd keep it, and now she's happy and got three kids and so happy she made that decision. For me, I couldn't live with myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richie, you and your wife ever had this conversation?
I adopted a little girl.
Yeah.
So, no.
And Kenny? You're beyond childbearing children. You married into Lisa's family. The kids were older anyway. And that's
We actually talked about having another child when we got married 10 years ago, but it didn't work out, and I can't see it coming up. We've never talked about it.
Well, I think there's something here that is worth discussing, and perhaps there are two or three things. I'm going to tell you from my perspective, the most important part of this, and it isn't just this pronouncement, it's whatever he says. He exercises his authority, his leadership, his intelligence, his bravado, whatever you want to call it. He's an inspiration that the world sorely needs. We need people like that in politics. We need people like that in religion. We need people like that in business. And you don't see a lot of them. And so for him, whatever he says, whatever he does to attract attention, I know he's visiting our country and there's going to be a lot of attention
on
him.
He's going to be a mess.
But it isn't about him and being the Pope. For me, anyway, I don't care about him as Pope. What I care about is that he says things that are provocative, intelligent, well thought out, and helpful. I'm not perfect. I want help. I think everybody needs help. We're all looking for somebody to stimulate. That's why books are written. That's why, I guess, television shows are done. Movies are done. I mean, some of it's entertainment. Some of it's provoke.
To finish this one off,
yeah.
I just searched, what religion is Donald Trump, since we were kind of comparing Trump and the Pope?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
What religion do you think he is?
I would say he would be a Lutheran, a Methodist, something like that.
Not too far. Presbyterian.
Because
now I had heard that he was going to a Baptist church, though, right? That he claimed he was going there, but then they said he hadn't been
showing
up. First
Presbyterian in church as of 2012. First Presbyterian church in Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. And he collects Bibles.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah, that's pretty much been known. Interesting fellow. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump,
Bible, and money.
And he keeps every single one of them.
Trump is going to appear on The Tonight Show on September 11th. Jimmy Fallon. Joe Biden will be on Colbert's Late Show as one of his inaugural
guests. He's going to announce there? That would be a big get for Stephen Colbert, wouldn't it?
Other people in the news, Carly Fiorina. The folks.
So glad for her.
What do we call the cable news network? I got to find. I wrote
CNN.
That no. Cable news, certain news neglected.
Right.
She protested, and they've changed the criteria, as well they ought to be, because she's number three in the polls.
Yeah, the old criteria was that from July until September, they would take polls and average out.
Right.
Whoever had more than 1% would be on the stage. Well, 8 of the 10 polls that they were going to average happened before the last debate,
mm-hmm.
before Carly Fiorina surged. And so she said, and rightly so, said, hey, this isn't fair. I need to, I get to have my time, too.
Yeah.
And they actually, they acquiesced. They listened. They changed the rules. And the RNC, I've heard, is not so happy about that because you're an establishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl.
Who cares what the RNC says or thinks? And I'm tired of these people trying to determine who's going to run the place instead of the people who vote. What'd you say, Kenny?
CNN says last time around after the first Republican debate, there were 16 polls that came out before the next debate. Yeah. So that's what they were anticipating this time, and there have been maybe two.
Chicken pox in the news next on Good Days, 45 past the hour.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea. It's a hit. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite, what women want is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you haven't watched this show, you've certainly heard of it. It's broken a number of network records.
The show is Duck Dynasty, and Phil Robertson says he can't figure out why people are so attracted to his family.
But the attraction began back in the 1980s. Phil was looking for an outlet for his duck products, so he produced fun videos that became popular among the community of hunters.
Branding expert Liz Goodgold says the family's humor, quotable sound bites, and catchphrases make it memorable and easy to share among fans.
What unique characteristics do you have? Use them to create your own dynasty. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, hits it high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now? Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristóbal, Raul Mondesi.
Raul Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
All right, so trending at DougStefan.com today, the Carly Fiorina story about her spot on the stage, the officers being charged in the Freddie Gray death heading to court, CIA Special Ops Forces launching a drone war against ISIS. Let's see where that goes. They'll be shooting those puppies down right and left. And then there is the story from Kansas City. The Royals, Kansas City Royals, have been hit by a bout of chicken pox. The outbreak struck the clubhouse over the weekend.
Crazy,
All-star
right?
reliever Kelvin Herrera and right fielder Alex Rios. The team has scrambled to ensure that other players are inoculated. It is, at this age, just kind of a crazy thing. Not expected with people who are this age. How many people had chicken pox here as adults?
As adults? No, as a kid, no.
No. It's really very interesting. Our poll, by the way, today at DougStephan.com asks that question.
Think about the countries that many of these guys come from and whether they were inoculated.
That's exactly where I was going, Richie. They had not been vaccinated earlier on.
So you like the vaccine? Could you write this down, Rich?
I don't write it down. I didn't say I like the vaccine.
Stop turning around.
I'm just saying that there is, well, but the health realities are different there. Okay, so our poll today, have you had chicken pox? A, I had it when I was a kid. B, had it when I was a teenager. C, had it when I was an adult. D, I've had it twice. E, never had chicken pox. Have you had shingles? That's related. Yesterday's poll, how many times has your computer, laptop, phone, or other device been hacked? 40% said, I've never been hacked. Good luck to you, folks. Wait for your turn.
Play the lottery.
51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. It doesn't matter where it hits, nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
None of them want to pay taxes again.
What a great scene that was in the movie. Aerosmith.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
It's a real good Ham and Egger. There were two of these movies out pretty much at the same time. In the summer of 1998, believe it or not, that's how long ago Armageddon was out. Chuck, what was the other movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Same movie.
Di Leone.
Different people in it. Yeah, Di Leone. It was her first really big starring role, I think, wasn't it? Get back to brass tacks.
As a lead in a big summer movie, it was.
She went out to the beach and got swept up in the wave with her father.
That's a great scene.
It was.
Maximilian Schell.
Maximilian Schell.
That's a great scene.
Yep.
You know, Armageddon actually was on last night. I was watching it on AMC.
It's one of those movies.
Which originally was called Letters for American Movie Classic, but when they started showing Halloween 6 many years ago, that term didn't apply.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. Anyway, Aerosmith movie music brings us into movie moments from the movie Armageddon. The song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1998. First clip had Billy Bob Thornton's voice. Second clip was Bruce Willis. I think the third one was Bruce Willis as well, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yep.
All of them. So, and who else made his debut and actually had impact? Armageddon, Ben. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Affleck.
Yeah, I think that was his first fairly big role, wasn't it?
He did the...
No, he did Good Will Hunting. Yeah, that wasn't around, a big
but,
role.
I mean, that, you know, it's a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
No,
right. Critics were unkind, but the public liked it a lot.
What's the Alec Baldwin role that he got?
And that was after that, way after that.
Was it?
You're talking about his...
Some of All Fears, Rich is talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The Jack Ryan movie.
Jack Ryan movie.
No, yeah. I was laughing a long time.
Well, I mean, Good Will Hunting is what put both...
Put them both on the map. Right. Right. Yep. And the only reason that movie got made, the two of them went to Robin Williams. Somehow or other, they met him. You've heard this story, Chucker. Somehow they got connected to Robin Williams, and Robin Williams saw the script, and they asked him, would he please be in it? And he said yes. Otherwise, nobody would have... The only reason Robin Williams' name on that marquee got people to go see the movie, but if it hadn't been for Robin Williams, nobody would have seen that movie.
Well, you know the story. There's immense talent out there, but if nobody opens the door for you, you never get discovered.
That's like Richard. That's like Chucker. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make any noise?
I'm going to say yes.
Good for you. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
By the way, we were just talking about Bruce Willis, who is now spending time helping the firefighters. You see that, Chucker, battling the wildfires? He's been treating them to meals.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He lives in this area.
He just got, you know, he was filming a part in Woody Allen's latest movie last week and reportedly got fired from the film.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he has, well, it's well known, Bruce Willis has a reputation of being very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess Woody Allen and him didn't mesh very well.
Right.
How'd you like to see that
imagine,
argument?
I can't imagine, actually. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, get that going. Sorry, he bought lunch, he's arranged catering to feed all the firefighters in the area that's near one of his residences in Idaho. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, what else? Movie news, Chucker.
Some movies to look forward to in September. A Walk in the Woods, which has just opened, I believe, today. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Hard to believe, Doug. Robert Redford is now 79 years old.
This Nolte looks like he's 79.
2,000 screens.
Yeah. Nolte looks like he's 79. All right, another quickie, Chuck. What else? Quick.
Black Mass opens on the 18th with Johnny Depp as Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Depp looks like he's giving a really good performance.
That looks like an interesting
looking
movie.
Looking forward to it.
Weird
Chuck
dude,
Curry,
man.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.